Radek.
And I'm Michael.
And this is the podcast,
a sounding board for interesting ideas and insights. We discuss books we read and want to share with you,
as well as technology and productivity, which is what we do by day working on our app, Nosby.
Or whatever else comes to our minds.
All right, so I guess that's a thing now.
Yeah, we do intros now.
All right. But we're not talking about books this time, are we?
No, this time I wanted to use this sounding board thing, you know, from our intro. So I wanted to share with you, because I mean, actually, I think it's a good follow-up from our last episode when we discussed that it's a, you know, half-year review, you know, a thing, and or a quarterly offsite thing that I did some soul searching this week, and I wanted to share with you, you know, the outcome of that, you know, what will happen with Nosby, what will happen with the podcast. I mean, not the details, but like some of the details and some of the things that I came to and why I did that, and maybe, you know, ask you for some, you know, for your opinion on that.
Sure, that sounds good.
All right, so before we start, some, you know, background thing. So I really like this idea of quarterly offsite. So this is the idea of by Greg McKeown, the author of Essentialism, that every 3 months you should actually, you know, review your journal, you review your calendar, your what you've accomplished, and plan for the next 3 months. And 3 months is a good time horizon, actually. I mean, you should first start, you know, according to him, first start with, you know, 5 years from now, 1 year from now, and then 3 months from now. But actually, 3 months from now is something that, you know, it's very tangible, because it's, you know, it's 3 months. It's right. Something that's going to happen pretty soon now. So
yeah, the 5 years from now thing is kind of difficult, because like I have no idea what I'm going to do in 5 years. Like that's too much of a time horizon. I mean, you can try to plan, and the planning itself might be useful, but I think for a lot of people that's way too long to make very concrete plans, right? I mean, you can, maybe it's more like general direction, like what you want to accomplish. But the details, I think, for most people on a 5 year horizon would be like hazy, right? But 3 months is a really good time span, because it's short enough that you can really like grasp it, but it's long enough that you can do like real progress on difficult projects or pursuits.
Yeah, and this time, because it's half a year, I decided to just do also, I mean, first do the quarterly review and plan for the next 3 months, but actually also I took it like I took the whole year, you know, perspective as well. So like I planning 3 months from now, I took the you know, the 6 months, you know, perspective as well, because right. You know, there's going to be, but I focused on the 3 months, so like precisely, more precisely. And for me, you know, analyzing the first 6 months of this year was just to see what works and what doesn't. And there's this famous quote, I think this one is not attributed to Mark Twain this time, but I think Albert Einstein. Because like, I think all the quotes are either Mark Twain or Albert Einstein, you know, depending.
Yeah.
So this one is that only a crazy person thinks that they can achieve different results doing the same thing, right?
It's like genetic algorithms, or like genetic anything. Like every time you say it differently. Every time you mutate the quote.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was only a fool keeps doing the same thing over and over expecting different results, but whatever.
All right. I mean, whatever. Really. But anyway, there's the thing. So
yes,
the idea is not to repeat the same things if you see that you have magical results. I mean, that you don't have the results that you were after. So
right.
So I did a thorough review of what we've been doing with marketing, with Nosby, what we've achieved and what we haven't achieved. So on one hand, I'm really happy with our progress. On the other hand, I'm not in some respects. So I wanted to see if what we can do to make things different and make things better. And particularly in this podcast, I want to share what I'm going to do also with my platform. So with my platform, Sliwinski.com, and with my, you know, personality and you know, my personal platform and my personal message, and how it also ties to Nosby in a lot of ways, and talk about, you know, what I'm going to do, and also with blogging, how much I'm going to blog from now on, and how I'm going to blog, because this, I've been testing lots of things. I mean, last year I was you know, semi-regular, then I started like all of a sudden posting every day, and then I kept more or less the rhythm. Then I stopped keeping the rhythm, and I got confused. So like, there are so many things. And now I think I have figured out a new way I'm going to try. So it's not like, you know, I figured a silver bullet, but I think I have an idea of what I'm going to do. And it also comes down to things that we've discussed. So the notion of essentialism, the notion of one thing, the notion of deep work. So and the notion of just giving the best impact I can, right? So I want to limit the things I do in order to reach more people, you know? I mean, this less is more thing, you know? If I focus on, you know, less things, but more focused things, you know, better work, I might actually have better results than, you know, trying to be everywhere, trying to post every day, trying to, you know, trying to be everyone. And in this way, yeah. So that was like the beginning of this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, if you don't have any further questions, I'm going to start. So, first thing, my message, and I have it loud and clear, is no office. So this is like my main message for the world. But no office, not only because people get confused. No office, not in a way, just to promote remote working, which we do because, you know, we don't have an office in Nosby. Actually, we are the crazy ones. But what we already discussed on this podcast, the asynchronous work. So the work, I mean, a different kind of work. Like I wrote this article on my no office website saying that there is no spoon, like the matrix, the matrix idea that when you look, you cannot bend the spoon because it's impossible. But you have to realize the truth that there is no spoon. So then you can actually bend it.
Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
Then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends. It is only yourself.
So it's the same way. I want to promote a new way of work where it's asynchronous, where it's deep work. And it doesn't matter if you do it, you know, remotely or in a physical office, but it's a different mindset. It's a mindset of not scheduling meetings, of not because you can, of not going to interrupt somebody because you can, of not sending emails to your coworkers because you can, like all of these things, like that constitute, you know, old. I mean, according to me, old school kind of work. To this new modern kind of work, which is no office, which is, you know, work as if there was no office.
Right.
And even if there is an office, it's still just better work.
Yeah, it's like a very, like a new wave of thinking, I guess, that's still very rare. And we both think is very valuable and we know it works, but people don't realize that. And like it's more than just the fact that we personally don't have an office. There's a lot of things that go into it, right? It's like if you have an existing company with a like more traditional culture in terms of how the company communicates and makes decisions and whatnot, and you're like the one person on the team who tries to work from home, that's likely not going to work. But exactly. It's not simply because you're not in the office. It's because the whole company, the whole culture, the whole way of thinking is not structured to support you working remotely, right? And when you do work remotely, it forces you to change the way you think about this, about communication and collaboration and decision making. And it forces you to do things which we think are better nonetheless, right? Whether or not you are in the same physical space. But if you're talking about like your platform and like you're trying to teach that, then it makes sense to kind of encapsulate the whole idea in one phrase. And I think no office is a good phrase, right? Mm-hmm. It's not super descriptive. It doesn't convey all of the nuance, but it's impossible, right, to convey the whole nuance in the name. And it's better to have something that catches your attention instantly, something like novel and quirky and strange, like no office, what? Then you know, office collaboration, new asynchronous X3000, right? It's like annoying, I think, when people who are trying to you know be these you know these thought leaders and they're making up some silly names for what they're trying to convey, and it just comes out as like really cliche and at least for me, and I think for many people, it turns you away from actually figuring out what this person actually tries to say, right?
Yeah. And the thing is that, I mean, contrary to, I read my stuff, you know, that I wrote like last year, and I mean, I've been living with this no office thing, you know, for a long time, but only this year I realized what it actually means, you know? I mean, what really this notion means, because before that, I was also thinking only that it's only about remote work, but I realized that when I was giving a talk to a very big company in Poland, and I was invited by the CEO, and we were there united in a conference room with all the directors from the company, and they wanted to hear from me about how we work, which was humbling and amazing. And then I realized, like, you know, it was a 2-hour therapy session there, but then I realized that they want to keep, I mean, like, clearly, I mean, it's a big company, they want to keep an office. I mean, it's not like they don't want to get rid of the office, but they realized that they need to work differently. And it all came down to me, like, exactly, this is the thing. Because I'm not only promoting remote work, I'm promoting actually a new way of working, like a task-based, action-based way of working where you value other people's time. And then when you actually care about other people that work with you and, you know, and just work in a different way, and you want people to excel and to have time for deep work that we mentioned.
Right. I think one way to try to phrase it is like, traditionally the whole thing would be based around the boss's priorities and the boss's you know, time and what the boss wants to do and discuss and achieve. And what we're trying to promote is this way of thinking that to be productive as an organization, you need every member of this organization to be productive. And to be productive, people need time, uninterrupted stretches of time to do their work.
Exactly. So it's a totally different mindset, and this is what I'm going to promote. So let's keep going with that. So so to do that, to really be able to promote that, not only will we share, you know, the ideas here and on this podcast, but also I figured out it's time for me to really focus my blog on that. So my idea is to actually craft one good blog post a week for that platform. So really, Thursday is my writing day. I'm going to write, you know, all the content there on Thursday. I'm going to be writing also content for Nosby, but and for, you know, our like copywriting needs. But also, I would need some, you know, at least 2-hour time to actually craft or more, actually to craft a really good blog post, a really good, you know, post about no office. I'm going to just, you know, write there, and that's it. This one thing, you know, just one block of content, one, you know, good thought, good, you know, with examples, with, you know, with ideas for my blog. So, you know, again, quality versus quantity, you know, it all depends. But in my case, I think, you know, one quality blog post on that topic would be something that, you know, people would want.
So what you're trying to do is to like change your whole blog to be focused around that, about this phrase, this notion, this idea of no office?
Yeah, that's the idea. That I will be about that, and I'm going to change the design of the blog about that. I'm going to just, you know, be all about that. There will be blog posts, you know, more personal, you know, some other things if I choose to write one, you know, or if I feel like writing one. Because still people connect with, you know, I want people to connect with me, you know, and not only, you know, to have like this message all the time. But what I realized, like studying other thought leaders and, you know, other people I admire, is this is what exactly they are doing. They're focusing, you know, their message on one key concept while still being, you know, while still being sometimes personal, sometimes, you know, a little bit off the subject. But their core message is the main thing. And because I've got still so much to study over there, I want to, you know, it will force me also to study.
Right.
To do more research, to read more about the topic. And you know, and this will also turn me into a better boss for our company, because I will just, you know, learn more about this and, you know, apply this hopefully in our company. But this way, I'm giving myself permission to study more about it, write more about it, think more about it, and focus more about it, be focused more about it.
And I'm really happy about that also, because this is what I like doing here on the podcast, to you know, bounce off interesting ideas and insights and try to see what comes of it, right? So definitely sounds good. So you're saying that Slowinski.com will become the No Office blog, or like what's going to happen with what you have today? Because now you have the kind of, you know, your own Michael Slowinski thing, and then you have the No Office blog on Medium.
So I decided to do a small shift yet. So not to just migrate my blog to nooffice.org or just like do something totally like this. I want to keep my Medium publication. So now I'm going to craft my blog post on Thursday, on a Thursday, right? And I'm going to, so the thing is that I'm going to send it as a newsletter to my, with additional, you know, content and additional ideas to my newsletter subscribers. So the people who read my It's All About Passion book, people who subscribe to my newsletter. So they will receive the content first on the weekend, right? Mm-hmm. And then my idea is to post to post the original blog post about this subject on Medium in my nooffice.org Medium publication,
right,
on Monday. And then, but to keep it on my blog as well, I want to repost it on Tuesday on my blog. So this way, I have a copy, you know, on Medium and a copy on my blog.
I don't know, man. I don't really like that. I mean, I see why you would do that, right? Because you can get a lot of people from outside who don't know you, who don't know Nosby, who, you know, who are from the outside via Medium. But I really don't, the idea of having this in two places and having the No Office blog in one place, but then you're, you know, still you have this personal website, which is kind of this weird aggregator. Like I don't know if this works very well. From like it seems really confusing.
Yeah, but so why I chose to do that. So first of all, because 2016, email marketing still works and email still works. People still, you know, like email. I don't do so much email anymore, but people can still, you know, email me, and we have our emails on the podcast FM. And I actually, you know, read it. So, you know, so there it is. The thing is, people still get email, we already, you know, proved it several times over with Nosby that when we do email promotion, like for Nosby, people actually read it and act on it. So I want to try, and I want to be able to be more accessible to people who have chosen to, you know, follow me via email. So they can actually reply to my emails and everything. So I want to be able to send the newsletter. So I think this is something, right, you know, for people.
No, the newsletter part makes sense.
Yeah. So, but to have that, I want to have it on my blog. So on my, you know, on my property that I own. So I could just, you know, rename it and put a different domain there. But as you said, I still want to get some new people who don't know me, you know, and Medium is right now the hotness. And I thought that if I just keep only the No Office blog post there on Medium, I can get, you know, new readers and new people while still maintaining my blog, which I control at slivinsky.com. So this way, you know, I can spread the message to two places and get, you know, new people on Medium and still have my subscribers via my blog. And also people who like choose not to give me their email address, but use Medium, they can subscribe to my blog on Medium, and this way they can also get notifications. So, you know, I still want to use the Medium and see how this works. I mean, I want to try it for the next 3 months and see if it works. And then if I do it regularly, I'm going to have more information about it, you know? So, right. So that's why I decided, you know, let's do it for the next 3 months and see the stats, you know, see what I achieved and see if it still makes sense. If I discover that I actually don't get lots of people from Medium, or just posting on Medium doesn't make sense, or it gets confusing, I can change my you know, strategy. But I just don't want to give up on it yet, you know. And I already, you know, have seen some really new people. I met new people via Medium, and so that's good.
No, yeah, I totally see the struggle. It just it seems to lack focus, but we'll see how it plays out. So, are you going to post anything else on your blog on slivinsky.com regularly, aside from the No Office posts?
Yeah, so I'm going to be posting also each episode of the podcast again, just so that people who are following me then can go to the podcast. But I'm still thinking if I should do it as I do right now, so just, you know, just with a link to our episode, or actually embed the podcast on my blog, you know, so that we still have the, I mean, still with a link to our site, but that people actually can actually listen to the podcast via...
Okay, so embed the player.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about it. What do you think?
I don't see why not, right? I mean, it makes sense to link to the podcast site, like if you use, you know, if people, older people use iTunes, so like a link to iTunes so they can subscribe there if they want to. But we could definitely use new listeners, and there's friction right now. If you see the blog post, and then there's a wall of text, which is like this weird template, but you're just looking for this one link which you have to click, and only there you have the player. There's friction, right? So if you put the player, then there will be less friction. You just have to figure out how to do that, you know, so that it doesn't take much effort to, like, you know, do it every week.
Exactly. So that's why I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it, how to put it there. So this way, I you know, we could use some new listeners here. And actually, so on this happy note, you know, we're more than halfway through the show now. But anyway, you know, if you are a listener, please head on to iTunes and rate our podcast, because we got some 5 stars, I think, you know, 5 new comments recently. I just discovered, and they were really good comments. So if you could, you know, give us some more comments, we would love it. It's just 2 minutes, you know, just write something nice to us, or, you know, just, you know, do a thorough review of the podcast and give us some stars, you know, the ones that we deserve. It would be great.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
So back to your blog, I just wanted to say that I think this is a good strategy overall. I think it's like it doesn't make, like, from my perspective, it doesn't make sense anymore for you to, like, you know, post a bunch of, like, stuff on your blog every week, and I'm not sure how many people actually see that and act on it and take much value out of it. Like if you refocus on the thing which I think we're both trying to really promote, and like you focus on No Office, right? Like you're the Nosby guy, but what you're trying to do with your blog, you're the No Office guy, right? You have a message, you have like something interesting and you know, novel ideas that people don't yet understand, and try to explain them and inspire people. And I think there's plenty of ideas to inspire people with, as you might have as I think, you know, you could notice, like, listening to many of our conversation on the podcast, those are in this exact vein, right?
Exactly.
So I think it makes a lot of sense, right? So for example, when I mentioned those the podcast posts you put on your blog, like, to be honest, I've been, like, frustrated with them because it's this, like, really weird template. Like, it's not really writing. You haven't written anything. It's like a link, but there's a wall of text anyway. And, like, I don't know. To me, it kind of irks me. I think you would make much more impact with the limited time you have on your blog if you did what you just said, which is post, you know, once a week is still very, very often by my standards. I haven't posted in over half a year, but but still, like, you know, even if you posted every other week, but you posted something, like, really good and a really important idea, like one insight to, like, change people's thinking on the way it worked, on the way they should work, right? Then I think that would work much better, because it's not just a wall of text. It's not just content. It's like, wow, this is really interesting, right? And then people share this, and more people, you know, and that brings people back to your blog to, like, actually learn about stuff that's unique and not just, you know, generating content so that people can engage with your brand. Like, you know, people don't care about that.
That's why I want to, you know, basically the point. I mean, this is what I want to do. I want to just focus on really the message I have, you know, and study the message, you know, force myself to have this cadence of, you know, thinking about it, of going through this. And I have the whole outline for the book, for the No Office book, you know. So I, there are so many, you know, things to discuss. I mean, really, I have ideas for content for many weeks. So like, we're good there. That's why. And also, I think it makes sense to as we said, you know, lots of ideas are nuanced. So it makes sense to just write about, you know, just one concept from this, right, you know, and to study it a little bit deeper, you know, get some stats, get some, you know, research. So it really makes sense. And that's why, and it's my, like, it might be my way to blog a book, you know. So like, in the end, I will have material for a whole book, you know. But I think it makes sense. I mean, eventually, of course, the book will be rewritten 10 times until it's done. But this will give me, I mean, again, what we discussed in while reading the books. When you're reading the books, you're shaping your idea. I mean, the idea is being, you know, it's being shaped in your brain by the author. And it's the same thing. I'm working on a book about No Office, but while working on the book, let's focus on the message, let's focus on these ideas, let's post them regularly. And this way I get feedback from people. I get feedback from my newsletter, you know, readers, because they will reply to my messages. You know, even if 2-3 people per week reply, they will have some, you know, additional info, or they will post a comment, right, you know, or something like that, or on Twitter or whatever. So I will get feedback on these ideas. So my ideas will, you know, will keep on being shaped. So eventually, as we discussed, I mean, my No Office book next year will be just better. It will be just a better book because of this.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. I think it would be a mistake if you're like, okay, so I'm now going to write, you know, 50,000 words, and I'm going to make this book, you know, happen. I'm going to get this done. I think that would be a mistake, right? Because you clearly have something to say, but it's not enough to have those ideas, like, somewhere in your head. It's like, to make the book, and not just make a book, but make it successful, make it work really well. Like, the way you express this idea, it has to be really polished, right? And so you definitely need experience and practice and polish and feedback and experience with, like, writing about it and what you said before. This is not a new idea. I think, if I remember correctly, the first time you pitched me the idea for the book was in I think November 2014.
You see,
that was a long time ago.
Exactly.
Right. And this year, you realize a really important thing about what this actually means, like what you really want to convey with this idea, with this message, right? And I'm convinced that you will find a lot more like crucial insights like this for your book, and it's going to take time.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, being more focused and more deliberate about it, you know, it makes just perfect sense. and also this way, I mean, I'm sure some people will unsubscribe from my newsletter because they just got my book about passion. They don't want to hear about No Office. That's fine. Right. But then on the other hand, I will have new subscribers because of that, because I'm writing about it, and they will want to be on my list, and they will want to interact with me on this subject, which is just perfect, because I will also have a more focused audience, which is also great, right? Because this is what I need for my platform. I don't need that everybody leads Levinsky.com. I need people who are interested in this and who will just help me, you know, on this journey.
Oh yeah, totally. Like, you know, you can just see on social media, like, you have a lot of followers. You have like 20,000 followers or something, but they're not particularly active, like per number of followers you have. I don't think you have a very active follower base, right? And so, like, it doesn't matter just to have the numbers. It's like, do those people care, right?
Yeah, and that's so important. That's why I've already been focusing on building the follower a lot better, like a year now. But now I think with this refocus, I will get even better, because I will just really get people I really want to interact with. So on one hand, I will have Nosby users and, you know, Nosby fans, but on the other hand, I will have, you know, people who care about this new way of working. So
totally.
And as we discussed, I mean, this encapsulates perfectly. I mean, it makes total sense for us using Nosby, because actually Nosby is one of the tools that we use for our No Office work. But right. It's not the only tool, and it's not the only way. So that's why it makes sense, and it fits my you know, personal goals and business goals. So it's that's the thing.
And you know, from a perspective of me co-hosting the podcast with you, I think a lot of the topics for No Office posts would intersect with ideas that we discuss on the podcast. So we could take advantage of that by, you know, posting to the No Office blog from the podcast and vice versa.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, as you know, on my blog, so another thing I will change on my blog is that now I'm offering on my blog my book, It's All About Passion, if you sign up for my newsletter. So you can get my book for free. You can buy it on Amazon if you want, but you can get it for free on my blog if you subscribe, if you give me your email address. Now I'm going to change it, and I'm going to publish a different small book. And it's going to be a small book. And it's going to be a book about No Office apps. So apps that you use for No Office work. So like the apps we use in our company, the apps other companies use, and the structure, you'll like that. And the structure of this, it's going to be a short ebook. So like a very short thing, because this ebook is going to be like this prelude to my No Office thing. And it's going to be like this short game. So like if you want to just, you know, have a sneak peek of how we work and how other companies work at No Office, you get it. You're going to learn about all these apps and how we use these apps. So it's going to be a short, I don't know, 30 page book, like on the like very, very, like very practical. Guidebook. And actually, you know, the draft is already been written, and now I'm going to take all the August, I mean, you know, time permitting, to actually edit it and prepare it. So the structure of this ebook actually is based on the idea that grew from the podcast, on your idea of the pyramid of communication. So the idea is already to convey the pyramid of communication, to show how we work, and then show the apps that we use for this kind of, you know, for this communication, for this kind of communication. So the pyramid. So actually, I'm stealing our idea and your idea from the podcast. That was born here, and I'm putting there, you know, with all the apps. So like very practical, making it very practical for people. And this way, hopefully with this ebook, when they sign up for our newsletter, they will get the ebook. They will already, you know, by quickly reading it or even scanning through it, they will already get an idea of what we want, what I want to say, the idea of no office work. So that's the master plan.
That sounds interesting. Yeah, it's. I mean, we'll see how it works in practice, but it sounds like a good like small bite of the whole picture to like package as a small thing.
Yeah, because you know it doesn't require, you know, I mean, lots of the things I already have written, so that's why it was really easy to write the first draft of this book, and it will be like it's harder to like to now make it better, but you know still it will not take so much time to actually write this instead of, you know, as you said right now, saying, you know, I'm going to go to my cabin in the woods and write my, you know, no office book or something like that. So yeah, and so the idea is this, that if some like to give people like a small thing, as you said, small bite of why, what, and how no office, and give them practical tips so they can actually get the apps now and try them now, right? So I mean, or you know, use them in their company or something. So some practical information, quick win, and also they're more on the same page by being in my newsletter, you know, with me. So, I mean, I've read all about it. I mean, of how people, how, you know, other, you know, platform builders and how other, you know, thought leaders use the newsletter and how, and what they give in exchange for, you know, email address and everything. And I think this is the best thing I can give them. I mean, really something like a practical information and a quick dive to my world, you know, in a single download. So that's the thing, and and we'll see, you know, and we'll see how this works. I mean, I'm really excited about this, especially, you know, bringing more focus to my work and getting focused answers, getting focused people, you know, getting people on my page. So like really having people respond to my message more, as we said before, really being forced to actually study this more and getting more nuanced and going through all this, and I think it makes more sense. And answering your question, I will still allow myself every now and then, you know, a personal post or something, you know, something out of, you know, the schedule that I just outlined, but my main schedule will be the main thing. I mean, the main thing will be the main thing. And then the rest will be, you know, we'll see how this goes. And this is an experiment for the next 3 months. I'll see how this works. And if it works well, and which I hope, then I'll just continue. And I'll be, you know, I'll be changing some things, maybe shaking things up as they come along. We'll see. But yeah, this was my main, you know, outcome of my retreat.
Good luck.
My wife asked, "Hey, so what is your father doing?" "Oh, my dad is in his home office staring at his whiteboard." So that's basically my job description this week. Standing in my home office staring at my whiteboard.
That'd make for a pretty good job description. You know, professional whiteboard starer, or like senior white starer.